I'm at a turning point here. I want to talk about our nation specifically, why we might be judged. But before I do that, I know I've been doing all the talking. So who has any comments to add about God's judgment up until this point so far?
Well, I do, Brother Larry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Go, Mr. Thanks.
Amen. Yeah, I know that there are a lot of you know, scholars and people who think that the tribulation is most people have the idea about post-trib, pre-trib, or all this kind of stuff about what's going on, and it's kind of made, and it's been a popular teaching for years and years and years, you know, about when the tribulation is supposed to start and look for the signs and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know, our brothers and sisters, you know, as I've been studying Bible prophecy and broadcasting it live on the internet, you know, since 2007, and I know, Brother Larry, you heard me say this before, but the Bible was written in the context in a particular geographical locations, and the Bible said that in those days, in the last days, at the end of times, at the end of the church age, that Christians would be taken to court, they would be beheaded, they would be persecuted in mass, and so on and so forth. Well, that is exactly what's happening in the biblical geographical locations in which it was written. And because Americans, we have been insulated by great big bodies of water, that we think because of what we have been taught, far as popular teaching, that this is not it. And I think we have, people who lock in on the scholarly aspect of what they think is true, rather than seeing what is actually happening to our brothers and sisters around the world, has caused more complacency and more laziness, not to love one another or to unite. The devil has done a good job in America at dividing and conquering us. And Christians don't have a preparation plan. They're not ready for emergencies, natural or man-made. And that is diametrically opposed to what God preached to his people. He says, I don't want you to be ignorant. So as far as judgment is concerned, I believe we are, I mean, as far as the biblically and the chapter and verse and where we are in the first trumpet or the sixth trumpet or the fifth trumpet, all those are valid questions. But that means that the remnant needs still to get your families ready, in my opinion, for whatever the devil throws at us. And I don't think in America, I would dare to say 70% of people in this country that say they're believers don't have a clue what's going on. They are not ready for any kind of emergency or catastrophe. They're just whatever. You know, it breaks my heart because, you know, that's my passion. But the judgment, you know, we need to act like judgment is happening because it is. And we're just insulated. And Obama, in my opinion, is a tool that God is allowing to bring the polarization in this country. Either you're a saint or you ain't. And so far, ain't many saints standing up and preparing each other for what's happening.
It's interesting.
One second, John. I just want to say Sylvester is a special friend of mine. We met each other through a business networking, you know, totally secular, but then we're quick to realize we're both believers in Christ, and we've been great brothers ever since. The distance that we moved away from Southern California has not had any kind of diminishing on our relationship. And I just want to say Sylvester runs a network called the United Saints of America, and it's all about helping others prepare, both spiritually and physically, for any kind of catastrophe that could happen. I just wanted to announce that for my brother Sylvester. Go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to comment on Sylvester's comment that I think society, generally speaking, is, or if you're not following, I don't want to say, if you're not daily into Scripture, I'm not talking about the weekend attendees, but daily into the happenings or what have you, society is basically is just saying, oh, my God, well, I'll do a, you know, they say to somebody else, oh, my gosh, can you believe what's happening and the what have you? Well, yeah, but, well, what can we do about it? Nothing. Oh, everything will be okay. You know, we'll deal with it. And then the conversation moves on. They don't take it seriously, and they don't think about the whole dynamics and ramifications. They just put it off and say, well, nothing we can do about it. It'll happen however it happens, and then they change the subject onto, you know, what they're going to buy at the mall and when they're going shopping and what movie they're going to.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yep. Amen.
Thank you, John. Great commentary. Any other thoughts before I continue?
Just as a contrast on Nineveh, to go to the book of Nahum, about 20 years after Jonah, and they've gone back into their old ways, and Prophet Nahum comes and prophesies against Nineveh again. Nineveh this time doesn't repent, and ends up going and being destroyed and going into captivity. So that you get a contrast there. You can see what happens when Nineveh repents.
Amen.
And vice versa, when they choose to go their own way, ignore God, and the consequent results from that.
Yeah, amen. That's an awesome thing to bring up. That's like the other side of it. They chose not to repent, and thank you for that, because it's like Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. This is what happens in Nineveh 200 years. Well, you know, when we're not teaching how great God is and passing that down to our next generations, we're going to have problems.